Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the summer days flip by just like the birds that come and go. We only have a few months of prime time bird watching, but we can always count on Brenda Wright from the Juno Audubon Society to keep her eyes on the sky and on the beaches and forests of Juno. So we always like to start, Brenda, by talking about your most recent bird watching trip and hearing about what you saw when you were out.
Hi, Rhonda. Yes, one of the things I saw today that was so pleasing to me was my shadow.
Your shadow.
Remember that? Anyway, Point Bridget is a really hot spot right now because it's just a little bit behind us as far as temperatures. But so the flowers are a little bit behind, but they're really beautiful. And there's lots of red-winged blackbirds, Wilson snipes, all the warblers that we have in town, and two kinds of flycatchers.
Well, I've got the sound that you've provided so we can hear the birds. And, of course, we've got their photographs on our website, Juno Afternoon website. Okay, so let's start off by hearing Blackbird Redwing. Here we go. You can hear it through the traffic there, but it's kind of a harsh sounding bird.
It loves swamps. It has to have grass over your head, so we're gonna make a nice safe nest nobody can see. And it likes to, this is the best part about some birds, it sits on the top of a tree and whistles at you until you look at it.
So it likes attention.
It does. And it's doing that so that nobody encroaches on its territory. You can find it in marshes around Lemon Creek and Point Bridget and Mendenhall Peninsula.
And the male is all black, but it has this lovely patch of red.
Yes. And when it's making its whistle sound, it flares that up just to make sure you can see how beautiful it is.
And how about the females? What do they look like? Are they as exciting to watch?
Well, you know, they do a lot of the work of the nest, and so they look very camouflaged. They're just a really beautiful shades of brown and white and gray so that anything flying over above the nest would not see them.
Ah, and so now we've got a wonderful duck here. It's called what, a common merganser? Am I pronouncing it right?
That's right. It's a merganser, huh?
Merganser. Okay, so here we go. Here's what this sounds like. It's kind of like a wah, wah.
Yep. Not quite like a mallard going quack, quack, quack. But this bird is really easy to find because they love small fish. So any place where the salmon are coming out of the river is smolts or young tiny fish, that's where you'll find them. And the picture of the female with, she's got a little bit grayer body like the red-winged blackbird female, but they often have up to 17 babies. I didn't count the one on the picture.
the one that we put up on the web. Yeah, she's got a whole brood just right in line behind her. Such a wonderful photo.
And the one nice thing about the gentleman, the male, he's got a really dark head and a white body. So it's easier to find him, and a sharp red bill to spear fish with, because that's what they want to eat.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, a sharp bill. So we saved the best for last. We have the yellow warbler. And, of course, the warbler always sounds the most musical to me. So here we go. It just sounds like a very musical bird. I guess that's probably why they call singers warblers, right?
Well, human this singers. One, a lot of times they have slightly different accents in different parts of the country. And our bird often sounds a lot like sweet, sweet, sweet.
Ah, that's a nice sound. I'll play that again so we can pick up the sweet, sweet, sweet.
Thank you.
Well, Brenda, thanks for being here with us to point out three birds that are in the hood, so to speak, at this time of the year: the red-winged blackbird, the yellow warbler, which you just heard, and the common merganser, which is a duck. And the moms have lots of babies in tow. So any final words for us?
Oh, don't let the rain discourage you. Everybody's, they're still coming. And anything that likes to eat mosquitoes, we love to death.
You know, that is a benefit to having the birds here for the summer. Thanks so much, Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society.
Thank you, Rhonda.